Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast. Hi there, this is Blake Lindsay, and I sure do want to welcome you to this week's Inspire Podcast featuring Master Motivator Zig Ziglar. Remember the first time you heard Zig and how his words of wisdom had such a positive impact on your personal, family, and business life? Wouldn't it be awesome if every soldier, I'm talking airman, marine, sailor, and coastie serving our country, could have unlimited access to all of Zig's audio and video material anytime, anywhere? With your help, this dream is indeed possible. For less than $15, you and Zig will impact the lives of our military members and their families around the world by giving them complete access to the new online Ziegler Vault. The Ziegler Vault is the online library of all of Zig's greatest audio and video programs, including his most famous bestsellers, as well as his all-time classics. If Zig's message of hope and encouragement has made a positive difference in your life, now you can help change the lives of 15 American military members when you subscribe to the Ziegler Vault. To learn more about how you can encourage our military, please go to Ziegler.com or you can call me, Blake Lindsay. Here's my number, 972-383-3268. Please do it now. You are really going to enjoy Mr. Ziegler today. He is on fire, ready to make you laugh and make you think. In this portion we will listen to today, Zig talks about what positive thinking can do for you and what positive thinking cannot do for you. Let's listen to Zig Ziglar.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I don't believe there's anybody in America that is as excited about the positive mental attitude as I am. Now, one of the reasons I am is because I believe I understand what positive thinking will let you do. I also understand what positive thinking won't do. I get very concerned when I hear some highly motivated, enthusiastic, gung-ho guy or gal get up and say, "Man, with positive thinking, you can just do anything." That ain't positive thinking, that is New Age thinking. Now, New Age thinking basically says all is one and one is all, and I am God. Well, there are three things I know. Number one, there is a God. Number two, it ain't me. Number three, it ain't you either. Okay. Now, the reality is positive thinking won't let you do anything, but it will let you do everything better than negative thinking will. In the live audience, can you buy that? Listening to this tape, are you buying that? You see, positive thinking will let you use the ability you have, and that is awesome. But there are some things it won't let you do. For example, Shaquille O'Neal, over 300 pounds of highly motivated, enthusiastic, revved up, raring to go basketball player, one of the most positive thinkers I've ever seen, but he would be a total failure as a jockey. Nate Newton plays the line for the Dallas Cowboys. 340 pounds, give 100, take 100. Now, Nate Newton, also outstanding, positive, optimistic, really a neat guy. He just flat couldn't make it, though, in ballet. I mean, I don't care how positive he got. I'm positive, but I can't slam dunk a basketball. And I've tried twice, you know. If you need major surgery, I'm positive, but I don't recommend me. No, positive thinking won't let you do anything, but it will let you do everything better than negative thinking will. Let me tell you about positive thinking. When we walked in here earlier tonight, this room was pitch black. They flipped some switches. It became lighted. Flipping switches didn't generate electricity. It released it. Had it not already been generated, we'd still be in a dark room. The youngster who thinks they can go in to take a test and pass it with positive thinking but hadn't studied, he's going to flunk that sucker. Now, you can just count on it. But if he has studied, the positive thinking will release the information and he can put it on paper. We can document hundreds of cases where when kids changed their attitude, they were able to call up the information and make dramatically better grades in class and in any area of their life. The truth is, you became a very, very positive individual because you had a plan of action and you became a team player. Now, team play is obviously something that is extremely important. Positive thinking and team play kind of go together. I love the story Lou Holtz tells. Incidentally, Lou Holtz has been using our goal-setting system ever since he was at the University of Arkansas. His Notre Dame team follows it. He uses this system to help his team pass and graduate. That's their first goal. And then he uses it to blend them into the team. One of Lou's favorite stories, which I love the most, he's telling a story about his fellows out in a rural area and his car slid in the ditch. There's a farmhouse close by, and he went to the farmer and said, "Can you help me?" He said, "I don't have a jack." The old farmer said, "Well, I got old mule Dusty, but he's kind of hard of hearing, getting kind of old. I don't know if he can or not, but I'll be willing to give it a try." Well, they got old Dusty. They took him out, and they hooked him up to the car, and the old farmer got behind him, and he, in a very loud voice, said, "Pull, Billy, pull!" Nothing. "Pull, Roscoe, pull!" Nothing. "Pull, Charlie, pull!" Nothing. "Pull, Dusty, pull!" And old Dusty pulled that car right out of the ditch. Got out of the ditch, and the fellow said, "I don't understand. You were calling on Billy, and you were calling on Roscoe and Charlie, and there wasn't but one mule there. What are you doing?" He said, "Well, like I say, Dusty's getting kind of old. He's hard of hearing, can't see very good. Tell you the truth, he's gotten a little negative in his old age. And if he thought he had to pull that car out by himself..." "But as long as he thought he had a lot of help there, the team was with him, he figured he could do it, and out it came. But I make another important point. Until he called Dusty by name, Dusty didn't move." That's one of the keys right there. The name of another person is very, very important. Giant Belgian horse on its own can pull 8,000 pounds. Hook him up with another giant Belgian, the team will pull 17,000 pounds. Send him off to school, teach him to pull in harmony, the team will pull over 25,000 pounds. Can you imagine what would happen if we could get every member of your family, every member of your company? It's awesome. One of the reasons our mission statement is so pretentious in some people's mind. I believe the day is going to come when we're going to have everybody in our company on the same page, pulling in the same direction with the same objectives. And when that happens, we will absolutely explode. You can count on it. And the same thing will happen in your own company. Teamwork, so important. The Houston Rockets this year, the world's champions again of basketball. Knowledgeable basketball people, and that does not include me, say there were at least four other teams that had much better personnel than the Houston Rockets did, but they functioned as a team, and they had a team leader whom they greatly respected in Hakeem Olajuwon, and they won, again, the world's championship. on that day before vacation. The interesting thing is, when the day was over, although you had gotten two or three times as much done as you normally get done, you were highly energetic. I mean, at the end of that day, man alive, you were jumping up and down and bouncing around, and you couldn't wait to get home. And on the way home, again, you were talking to yourself, and you know, the energy level was enormously high. You didn't have a tired bone in your body. You know when you're the most exhausted? When you've tried to fool the boss all day long. When you've had to make work, you know, and act like you're busy. Those are the days that you really are exhausted. But you are so delighted, your competence and your creativity takes a giant step forward. You know, you're on a roll, that momentum builds, and man alive, you're getting things done, and you feel so good about yourself. That self-image just blossoms. You can sign your name to it. One of the things that Jerry Arrowood took pride when she was washing dishes and cleaning that cookware was the way she could leave that kitchen so spotless, the way she could make that cookware shine, the way she washed those dishes and left that lady's kitchen always in much better shape than it was when she got there. That's what I'm talking about right there. When you sign your name with pride to what you've done, you will be doing a better job. And on the way home, you were so excited, you were talking to yourself all the way, can't wait to get to tell my husband what I've done or my wife what I've done. I want to share this with a kid. Boy, are we ever going to have us a great vacation. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now let me ask all of you a question. Have I said a word about working harder, or am I talking about working smarter? Huh? Answer smarter. I help you on these tough ones, okay? I noticed there was a little doubt there and a lot of the faces there. And I hate to see a blank face. I really do. Okay, now let me ask you a question. If this worked so well in organizing your job, on your career, do you think there's a chance that if you planned your family time, if you planned your vacation time, if you planned your exercise time, if you planned your social time, that you would get more of each one of them done? What do you think? You know what I believe with all my heart, and I might be wrong? I believe I work more hours than 99% of the people who will ever listen to this. 5 o'clock this morning, I was working. At 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock yesterday morning, at 5 o'clock the day before, I was working. And here it is, 10 o'clock, and I'm still at it. And yet I'm here to tell you that I probably spent more time with my wife today than you did with your mate or your children. We spent an hour at breakfast. We spent nearly an hour at lunch. We spent 45 minutes at dinner, and we had a lot of conversations in between there, some of them short. But what I do, and I also got in my 46-minute walk this morning at high speed, you got to plan the things if they're going to happen. They're not accidentally going to come about. When you put it all together, you just get so many more things done. Now, let me ask you really what we're getting at, and I think this is so important. I'm talking about running your day by the clock and your life with a vision. Your day by the clock and a life with a vision. If you put it together in that way, then you can get so many more things done. Now, those of you in this live audience, let me ask you, how many again of you are employers? Can I see your hand? How many of you employers would fire an employee who came to work and performed every day like we're talking about right here? Anybody here fire one? Or would you say, hey, I want to make that man or that woman a lifetime deal. I want them to be with me forever. Matter of fact, I've got a little raise in mind for them. Who knows, maybe even a promotion. Are we talking about increasing and improving that employment security? Isn't that really what we are doing there? Now, but you might say, but Zeke, suppose the same thing happens to me that happened to my buddy. He worked this company 23 years. And then they merged last year. Or 3 years ago, the boss's son got out of college and came home, and that young whippersnapper took my job, and now I don't have a job. No fault of mine, but I lost it. What do I do now? Well, let me ask you a question. If you'd worked every day like you do the day before vacation, what kind of recommendation do you think you'd get? Would it be fabulous? What about your sales talk when you go to apply for the job and the boss, the person doing the interviewing says, what experience have you had? If you can look at them and say, well, I've had 41 years experience at being absolutely honest. My tests all indicate that I'm a very intelligent human being. My goals are clearly defined in what I do. I'm a well-organized person. I accept responsibility for performance. I make commitments and keep those commitments. The resume I gave you, my record, work record, shows it clearly. And I am a very punctual person. I'm always there when I'm supposed to be. I get started when I get there. Think of the self-talk, the sales talk that you can give to that person. And you get to the end of it and say, you know, I have a great self-image. I'm highly competent. And I believe these are the qualities that your company needs. I believe this is the experience you need. And the neat thing is I can start immediately. Unless it would be better to wait until Monday morning. What would you prefer, incidentally?
Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin. Most of today, you will be indoors, likely your home or your office. I am as well. Even with my treks out into the woods, I spend a lot of time inside. And we're going to take about 20,000 breaths. According to the EPA, the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted. At my studio, we have heat being forced through old ducts. I walk on carpet full of years of junk. No idea what's floating in the air that I'm taking constant gulps of. The solution is an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, bacteria, viruses. They do it so your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get this special offer, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin, airdoctorpro.com, promo code Kevin.
Now, before you might say, but now, say, come on, man, is that real? It's as real as today and tomorrow, folks, because the world is always looking for somebody with these qualities. I'll guarantee it. Let me ask you a question. If your company goes belly up, will you get another job because you worked for XYZ company or because you performed for XYZ company? Now, whose responsibility is it to perform? We're not victims, is what I'm saying. Yes, there are things that we can do to build that employment security. There is no question about that. Now, as we look at the list we've been talking about, how many of those qualities right there are positive qualities? Anybody? Okay, in other words, you think honesty, intelligence, goals, organized responsibility, you think all of those are positive qualities. Am I right on that? How many of them are leadership qualities? How many of them do you have? That was pitiful. We're talking about you. We're talking about your performance on the day before vacation. Now, you on this record and listening in your car, I hope you didn't hesitate like that. We're talking about you. Now, let me tell you something kind of interesting. We deny our talents and abilities because to acknowledge or to confess them would commit us to use them. Oh, now, isn't that something? Well, let's look at a couple of other thoughts. You're the only one who can use your ability. It's an awesome responsibility. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, it's tragic in America that we waste our natural resources. But it's infinitely more tragic because so many people go to their grave with their music still in them. All of that talent, all of that ability. I think of the Vince Roberts and the Jerry Arrowwoods. And I think of all of these other people that something had to happen to bring it out and put it to work. You got to use that ability or it goes to the grave with you. You see, tragically, when you deny your talents and abilities, you deny yourself, your family, your company, and society the fruits of those abilities. I'm going to ask you in this live audience for the benefit of the listening audience on the tapes, I'm going to ask you to do something right now. I'm going to ask you to stand up right where you are, and since you've confessed that these all are the qualities that you have, I'm going to ask you to stand up and claim them right now. So where, right there, stand up, and as you're listening to this tape, you go right along with us. Now, I'm going to start it. I'm going to call out my name. You call out your name. I'm going to say Isaac Ziegler, and then I'll go right down the list. And here's the way it'll go. Isaac Ziegler, am an honest, intelligent, goal-directed person, okay? I, Zig Ziglar, am an honest, intelligent, goal-directed person. I am, come with me, organized, responsible, and committed. I am punctual, a self-starter. I'm optimistic and enthusiastic. I'm highly motivated, decisive, and focused. I am disciplined, persistent, and have a tremendous positive mental attitude. I'm a team player, energetic, competent, and I have a magnificent self-image. Now, everybody, before you sit down, look around. Do you see anybody that's laying around? Everybody survived, did they not? Not once in all the years I've been doing this have we ever had a loss because of what we just did right there. Okay, now, have a seat, if you will, and let's look at something else. Taking just those qualities that we've discussed, I've added common sense here at the bottom because all of this really is just common sense, but taking these day before vacation qualities there, how many of you believe that if you used them every day that you would be happier, healthier, more prosperous, more secure, have more friends, greater peace of mind, better family relationship, and more hope for the future? Can I see your hand? No, make sense. Just take what you got, use it, and then develop some more. Now, let me also say to you that motivation is the key. Motivation is the key. Now, there's a lot of confusion about what motivation is all about. The media frequently ask me, you on top of those folks 3 hours at that seminar? Yeah, you're going to get them excited. Hey, most of them aren't excited when they get there. Are you going to get them more excited? I better, because if I don't, they won't be back. And that'll be a shame because my next talk is just a whole lot better than this one. But you see, I got sense enough to know that if this one's not good, there's not going to be a next one as far as you are concerned. Well, Zig, let me ask you, where will these people be a month from now, a year from now? You know what they're asking me? Is motivation permanent? The answer is no, it's not. Neither is bathing. Now, hey, does that mean I'm opposed to bathing? I'm very excited about taking a good shower bath. I hope you are too. Especially if you use that new 23-hour deodorant. The company that makes it figures everybody's entitled to some time to themselves. You know, there's another one called Stereo. It doesn't kill the odor, but at least you can't tell where it's coming from. All right? Motivation is extremely important. Now, motivation gets you going. Habit gets you there. Make motivation your habit, and you'll get there quicker, and you will have more fun on the trip. I'm going to do something, and for the benefit of the people listening on their tape players, which most of you obviously will be, you've got this in the package that came along with your series, and what I want to get the live audience to do, I placed an overhead, and the overhead depicts a figure, and it shows a series of squares. I want you to count those squares, and most of you have, how many of you already started counting the squares before I said anything, okay? Most people automatically say, well, there's 4, 8, there's 16. And then almost immediately everybody said, well, shucks, the whole thing is a square, that makes it 17. But right here in the middle, there is another square, and so that brings it up to 18. But I want you to notice that right here is another square, and that's 19. That means here's another one, that's 20. That means here's another one, that's 21. And here's another one, that means there actually are 22. But I want you also to notice that right up here in the upper left-hand corner, there's a square, that's 23. That means here's another one, that's 24. That means here's another one, that's 25. That means here's another one, there are 26. But if you'll just come across 3 and down 3 and across 3 and up 3, that's one, that's 27. That means here's another one, that's 28. That means here's another one, that's 29. And that means here's another one. Folks, there are 30 squares there. Now, I'm not trying to trick you, but I tell folks I'm like a cross-eyed discus thrower. I mean, I don't set any records, but man, I keep the crowd alert. And I think that is very important. Now, here's my question. How many squares did I add after I drew the original figure? Anybody? 14. All right, some said 14. Let me ask it in a little stronger way. How many squares did I add? None. All I did was say, here's one, 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 here's one. Now, I have been leading up to something for the last 2.5 hours. And that 2.5 hours basically is the question I'm going to ask now. Here's what I've been leading to. How much more did you know about your job the day before you went on vacation than you did 24 hours earlier? Anybody? Okay. How many of you will stand by your earlier statement that you get 2 or 3 times as much work done on that day than you normally get done on any other day? Can I see your hands, please? Most of the hands went up. Now, there's a reason for it. It's called motivation. See, motivation is the spark that lights the fire of knowledge. It fuels the engine of accomplishment. It maximizes and maintains momentum. Now, think with me for a moment. How great would it be as you listen to your tapes to know that you've got a sales meeting that you and I are holding every day of your life? When you go to work, we're conducting a sales meeting. Now, what that means is you'll get to your job excited. The minute you leave the house, you ought to be thinking about your job. The minute you leave your job, you ought to be thinking about your home. You ought to be preparing to get into work and then preparing to get back into your job at home or your life at home, because they all do go together. Did a study on 1,139 CEOs of major companies. Average income, $356,000. That's pretty good income. Their number one priority, their family. Number one asset was their integrity.
I hope you heard some things today to make you smile. I also hope you heard some things today to make you think. The positive qualities that Zig and the group said out loud can be downloaded for free from our website, Ziglar.com. Just go to the free download section and choose the self-talk card. While you're there, check out how you can encourage any active member of our military. I'm excited we have a program called Encourage Our Military. I'm Blake Lindsay, encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.